If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two is still in the infirmary recovering. He's being watched now, but once he is released, he and the others are going to attempt to kill you. Right here, in this room. And Papa will allow it to happen. In fact, he wants it to happen. He's been planning it for some time now. Stay calm. Focus on the game. There's a reason why two and the others were able to escape their room last night. Why the security cameras were turned off. Why Papa punished two today. They don't even realize it, but he is moving them like pieces on this board here. Driving them to do exactly what he wants, which is...
Why?
You frighten him. He knows you're more powerful than the others. And he also knows he can't control you. That's all he wants. Control.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Happy Wednesday evening, everybody, and welcome back to yet again another episode of Stranger Things Forever. I feel like I've been doing next to nothing but Stranger Things Forever, and in one way, I love it. In another way, I'm thinking, Mike, you should have planned ahead better. You actually should have, I feel like I should probably have been done this project weeks ago. If not, at least finishing up the project, very shortly. Instead, I've painted myself into a Stranger Things corner that I am working literally day and night to get out of. That being said, there is a good chance that over the next couple days, you'll only get one episode of Stranger Things Forever. So that would probably be, I'm thinking, one episode tomorrow, one episode on Friday, because tomorrow morning, I don't think I can do one. But I can do, Thursday night, no problem. Friday, I should be able to do one in the morning, no problem. But then in the evening, I have plans of going to go watch a movie with my nephew. So obviously, hanging out with my nephew and watching a scary movie comes before podcasting, just barely. He's a good kid, so he deserves it. He doesn't watch Stranger Things. His sister loves it. I wish we could talk about it, him and I, but he'd rather watch a scary movie. I think we're going to watch Black Phone 2 and probably talk about the Patriots. But that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. But I'm not going over until like almost 8:30. He gets home, and I think I'm hanging out with him then. So there is also a chance that I do have time to do one, but I'm going to plan on not doing one, but definitely getting one on Friday. And then Saturday, I'm going to return to the two-day schedule. Sunday, again, it might be tough to do two that day. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back at it, 2, 2, 2. In fact, I could even get more. I could even do more in a day than two on Monday and Tuesday. So there'll be plenty of time to make up for any two a day that I miss. So that's my long way of saying there's going to be a lot of Stranger Things Forever coming. Thank you guys for still finding it, still listening to it, still downloading it. I truly appreciate it. And you're going to be hearing a lot from me over the next couple of weeks and over the next month and a half, I would say too. Pretty much and for the rest of 2025 and even a little bit into 2026, you will be hearing a lot from this podcast. So giddy up. Now, tomorrow, besides the fact that it, it's Thursday and I'm saying I may only be able to get one episode of Stranger Things Forever out to you, what if I got zero episodes of Stranger Things Forever out to you tomorrow and instead something else suddenly came up and I had to do a podcast about that because my friends, my stranger friends, tomorrow is Stranger Things Day. Tomorrow, we're getting the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5. And I've said this before, I don't know if I want to watch it. Now, I did RSVP to get the link, but do I want to watch it? Now, it's a twofold thing. It's like, do I want to spoil you? Now, I could do a separate thing where I specifically talk about it, and if you don't want to know about it, you don't listen to it. But what I'm afraid of is not watching it and then having to avoid everything talking about it for the next 3 weeks. So I could watch it, then put it away, don't talk about it. I just don't know yet. I don't know. I feel like I'm leaning towards watching it now because it's all it is going to be that first teaser before the opening credits of the fifth season. And I feel like most of you are probably going to watch it. If I had my choice, I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't hear anything about it. I wouldn't know anything about it. And they wouldn't do this. I don't like that they do this. I know it's a great way to promote. I know it's a great way to get everyone excited, but I want the 26th to be the day that I'm excited. I want that day when that episode, first beams itself into my eyeballs. That's the day I want to fully enjoy those 5 minutes. But, it is what it is. So there is a post. I'm going to share this in the show notes on the Netflix ta-dum blog. That just says, want to see the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5 before anyone else? You're invited to join fellow fans at the Ultimate Stranger Things 5 premiere virtual watch party. Live from the red carpet, it will be our greatest adventure yet. A live stream packed with cast interviews, surprise appearances, a sneak peek at the new season, and more. I feel like I need to watch this. So I'm probably going to watch this. The whole thing. I'll put the whole thing on and then hopefully I don't miss those first 5 minutes because it starts at 8 p.m. Okay, that's already the middle of the night. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which means 8 p.m. for me. I'm here in Massachusetts on the east coast of the United States of America in North America on the planet Earth. It says, countdown with WSQK. Tune your radio dials because the transmission starts now. Before the sneak peek at Stranger Things 5, we'll take a look inside the premiere event with interactive games, polls, and more. And remember, don't be shy in the chat. Keep the emojis and fan theories coming. I don't want that. I don't want anyone to come. I don't want anyone to point anything in my face that might make me think of something I want to be told. But then I come up with theories too. So who am I to cast the first stone of not putting theories out there? Oh, I'd be such a hypocrite. Then it says, next up, cast interviews from the red carpet. I remember them doing this last time. Our hosts are bringing you inside the premiere to chat with the Stranger Things 5 cast creators and other special guests. Have your burning questions ready. I can think of a few questions that they're going to ignore that some people might ask. And then right after that, you get the first five of Stranger Things 5. It's all been leading up to this. After the red carpet, we'll stream the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things 5 before anyone else. You ready? And then, of course, there's the RSVP link, which I did sign up for. So, I mean, as a Stranger Things podcaster, I feel like it would be irresponsible for me to completely ignore this event as much as I want to. So I'm probably going to watch, and I wonder if you will be too. So that being said, I'm probably going to do something related to this for the podcast tomorrow. And will that also include an episode of Stranger Things Forever? We shall see. But I know today is still an episode of Stranger Things Forever. Today we still have 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4 to talk about, so let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the next 10 minutes of The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. Lab. There's no echo. It's just me moving away from my microphone.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we're still in the back room of the prison with Murray, who is pretending to be Yuri, who they're pretending to be Murray, and Joyce, who is pretending to be Joyce. Murray was kind of practicing with his gun how to kind of greet the warden and I guess try to get the better of him right away. And he says to Joyce, "Will you please stop trying to talk to me while I'm staying in character? Remember, you're frightened, scared, confused." She says, "I am frightened, scared, and confused." He's like, "Good. Yes, yes." You know, he puts the gag back on her just as the warden comes in to meet with them. And the warden comes in. He's like, Yuri. And Murray puts on this whole, like, smiling, "Hey, comrade." You know, he speaks perfect Russian. And he's like, "This is the Bowman spy." He goes, "This is him." Because he looks different. He goes, he's, you know, all these, did he say something about these dumb Americans or filthy Americans? And, you know, he also shaved to try to look different. And meanwhile, Yuri is trying his best to yell through the gag. And he goes, "Silence, American," slaps him in the face. That was very funny. That was, Murray has had some great heroic moments, some laugh out loud. If this was in a movie theater, people would cheer moments. And that was one of them right there when he whacked Yuri and knocked him on his ass. The warden also goes up to Joyce. He's like, "Oh, she doesn't look quite as good as she did in uniform, but she's still a lovely, lovely creature, a lovely woman," whatever he called her. And Murray's like, "Yes, yes, yes." Like they're all, he's basically buttering up to the warden the best he can. But he's like, "Yes, yes, yes. She's pleasing to the eyes, but not so much the ears." And he takes the gag off. And she's like, "Where is Hopper, you commie scum?" Like, it was 100% rehearsed. Like, that was the line she was supposed to say. And then Murray puts the gag back on her. He's like, "See, just as I said, unpleasant." But then he uses that. He goes, "But you know what? I actually am curious, too." He wants to know what's going on with the American. He's like, "I picture him like tied up to some rack or some kind of stretched thin, like some sort of torture he's talking about, with birds pecking out his eyeballs." He's like, "Am I close?" Really, he's just trying to catch information. And the warden's like, "I've heard stories about the Yuri and, the peanut butter smuggler, and you're not the Yuri that I was told about." He goes, "That Yuri, I was told, had a screw loose." He goes, "But you have many screws loose." And they laugh together. You see Murray's like freaked out a little bit, but they laugh. And then Murray's like, "Oh," and he plays, like punches him, and everyone's laughing together. So they're all sharing a laugh while the real Yuri in the background is still fighting, still trying to like say something through his gag, as the warden leads them all out, all three of them. Yuri, Murray, and Joyce, they're like, "I hope we're not too late for the show." And they lead him out to the balcony. And there in the prison yard, Joyce looks down and they see a group of men. And there he is, Hopper. They see him. He's alive. You know what bothers me in this scene is all these people walk up and not one person notices to look up and glance and see anything. But the look on Joyce's face when she sees Hopper and sees them all lying there, and she has no idea what's being said, but Murray does. So Murray's like, "What is happening?" And the warden's like, "They're being read their rules." Now this guy, one of the guards on the ground, is explaining all these things to them. If you run, if you do this, like all these rules. And he's like, "Rules for what?" He goes, "I could tell you." The warden's telling Murray this, but that would spoil the fun now, wouldn't it? Murray's like, "Yeah, okay, sure. Now on the ground, the guard says, "You wait for the buzzer. You wait, because if you move before the buzzer, we're going to shoot you." Then he says, "I'd wish you luck, but it won't help you." And then he drops what's, I guess, a key. He drops a key. Oh, is that the key to the weapons room? I think, if I remember correctly. He drops a key and he wanders off and all the guards leave, leaving the prisoners, who are still on their knees right now in the middle of the snow. And Dimitri's like, "Let's hope those prayers of yours were heard in the Americans." And they hear the Demogorgon make a noise. Now, none of those people know what they're in for except for Hopper. But Joyce knows. Joyce knows as well. And Murray, too. So she hears that noise and it's like, "Oh, my God. Oh, no, I know what's about to happen." Because they have no idea what's happening. Hopper's getting ready for this. Joyce, they think they're going to show up and see Hopper maybe in a jail cell, maybe being tortured, maybe somewhere like secluded and in solitary. They did not expect to come in and see all these men at this exact moment lined up to fight a goddamn Demogorgon. So we jump back into Eleven's mind. And she's still playing Plinko, still trying to get that little chip to fall where she wants it to. It never quite works. And then she notices a few kids in the room with her, giving her the stink eye. And, I don't see Two. Two's not there. But we see, I think, the other kids that were part of roughing her up. I mean, some people can pull off short hair. These bullies, not so much. Like the first guy's got this snarl on her face. Then there's the girl. I mean, she looks like she's about to kill anybody. Then there's the other boy. None of them, you know, can wear their haircut and look as good as 11. Heck, I even think 2 could pull off that haircut pretty good. 11 definitely can. These three turds, not so much. So she's starting to freak out and she's like getting really nervous. She drops all the chips and she goes to pick them up. And then that kind young orderly comes over and says, "Hey, you want to do something a little more challenging?" And then they play chess together. And let me tell you, that shot, that moment of the two of them playing chess should be iconic. Okay, I didn't actually use it as the image for this episode. I actually used it for the image of the original episode of The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. So if you listen to that years ago, or if you go back in the archives of the podcast, you'll see that is the picture that I used, because to me, that is the crux of all of the Stranger Things, is him against her. We just didn't know it all this time. Right now, this kid still seems like he's there to help, but he's a little creepy. So you're nervous. I don't know. Were we nervous at this point that he was double crossing her? I don't think any of us expected what it actually was going to be. They've made him creepy enough time that you suspect something. Now, maybe we're suspecting he's working with Papa. No, but I don't think anybody suspected what we actually get. Did they? Did anyone figure it out? So they're playing chess together and he's telling them, you know, 2 still in the infirmary. That's the clip I played at the beginning of the audio. 2 still in the infirmary, but he's going to get out and him and the others are going to try to kill you. And Papa is going to let it happen. She's like, "Why?" See, guy, because they don't realize it, but he's been controlling them. He's been using them like pawns on a chessboard. You know, even the torturing all of them so that they attack you because you frighten him. You're stronger than all of them and he cannot control you. And I knew this was going to happen, which is why I tried to warn you. And I got punished. She's like, "That's why you were punished, because you were trying to help me?" He's like, "Yes." Now, again, is that all lies? I believe it was. But he's like, "You need to, you know, get out of here." But they're watching closely. So he slips her a key card. If you want to stay alive, you have to do exactly what I say. She's like, "Why do you still help?" He goes, "Because I believe in you. It is time. You are free from this hell." Now, what does he mean by that? Does he mean the Hawkins Lab? Does he mean reality? Does he know? Like, I think I'm wondering if it's almost like a Darth Vader, "Join me, and together we're so powerful that we can figure this out." But he hands her a key card. And that's the end of our time in Nevada. We then go back to Hawkins, where Holly is playing with Lightbright, and Lucas and Dustin come in really quickly and take it from her. But Erica gives her some Skittles, says, "Thank you, you know, this is, you know, thank you for your cooperation," basically. And they bring the Lightbright upstairs. Lightbright. Turn on the color of magic lights, or something like that. Lightbright was a huge deal when I was a kid. That was like the closest thing you had to a screen. Literally, what you would do is, and I think Lightbrights are still around, I believe, but it must be very different. So you had literally a box that was a light box, and it had a mesh covering with all these dots on it. And you could fill in the dots using these little plastic pieces that when the light shined through it, it colored the little plastic pieces, and they shined like almost like Christmas lights. Yeah, Christmas lights, huh? Stranger Things. But then you could design anything, or you could actually, they came out with patterns. So you get these black pieces of paper. And I probably haven't seen these things in decades. Black pieces of paper that had little dots on it. You know, like Bugs Bunny or some cartoon character, and you'd put the paper over it. Then you'd use the color that they tell you to use. I think it was almost like color by the numbers, paint by numbers, I think. And when you filled it in with all the plastic pieces, you basically made a design, a cartoon character, something, a car, whatever. And with the light on, it would shine nicely. And then what would you do with it? Absolutely nothing. Because then you would take it out and, like, I guess, do it again. And, but you get those pieces of paper. Well, there you go. Then you have to buy more paper because it's kind of a one-time use thing. But here, the kids realize, well, if we can, like, this was genius by one of them. If they can manipulate light, our lights on their side, let's give them a ton of lights that they can actually write with. So they bring the nightlight upstairs. They fill it completely, fill the entire board. And as he's screaming, they can hear him on the other side. And they know exactly where to go. And they start touching, which I guess you can hear people on the other side when you're that close, when you're both in the same vicinity, right? So she, I don't know if that's a new thing or not. Nancy leans forward to where the light bright would be and starts, like, she sees a faint glow and she starts touching and it's brightening up the light bright on their end, which they unplugged. It's still doing it. So they are freaking out. So they're like, all right, try something. So Nancy writes, hi, which I think is awesome. They hear it. They go, hi, hi. I love when they say hi back. Eddie's like, hi. Like, these kids are all excited that they finally made a connection back. Then Nancy, there's only so much space. So she writes S-T-U. And they're like, stupid? You think it's stupid? And then she finishes it C-K, that they're stuck in the upside down. And then Dustin says, oh, you can't get back through Watergate? And Steve's like, what the hell's Watergate? Nope. That's time. That's the end of this 10 minutes of Stranger Things 4. Chapter 7, The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. So just as always, let's go back and think, what did we learn in this 10 minutes? Well, we learned that Joyce learned that Hopper is alive. So they know Hopper is alive, and now they seem to know that he is about to face a Demogorgon all the way in Russia. So they are frightened to the core. It seems like when Murray's like, what is happening? They didn't know. But I think when they heard that roar, they were like, oh, snap. I know exactly what's going to happen. Now, in Eleven's memories, it seems like this sweet, kind orderly is helping Eleven by giving her a key card so that she can avoid being brutally murdered by two and these other jerks at the, I guess, at the allowance of, I don't know if that's the proper word, of Dr. Brenner, Papa, who he says is letting it happen because he wants to help her. He believes in her, and he wants to get her out of this hell. And I just don't know if I trust him. I don't think I should, guys. I think, right? And then, of course, we have our friends in Hawkins and the Upside Down Hawkins communicating through a wonderful light bright. So that's where these 10 minutes end. And that's where we end our talk today. So another two episodes in the books today. We're getting closer. Tomorrow, as I said, is Stranger Things Day. Tomorrow, we are getting the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things. So I'll put it this way. You're going to hear from me one way or another. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you one way. All right. I'm sorry. I can go on tangents pretty easy. All right. That's it. I will talk to you tomorrow. No matter what, you will hear from me tomorrow. But until then, you can find me on all the social media at Geek Mentality, except on TikTok, because on TikTok, it's Geek Mentality Mike. The Facebook page is Fans.Experts. The YouTube channel is Fans.Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts can be found is at fansnotexperts.com. But if you want to go directly to Stranger Danger, you can go to strangerdangerpodcast.com and you can follow strangerdangerpodcast.com on Blue Sky. Blue Sky, it's like Twitter without all the a-holes. not you guys, the other ones. It still is the good people on there, but there's a lot of I'm on Blue Sky. Let's put it that way. So that's it. I will talk to you tomorrow. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I changed my voice now to get to the end so I can talk like a smooth jazz radio DJ. I'll see you tomorrow. But remember, until then, people like you, people like me, people like that guy over there, we are the ones who keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans, not experts.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.